it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
And just bless his holy name. It has been a very wonderful week. Let's give him all glory and honor for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, for victory, for joy. Let's bless his holy name. Father, we bless you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all adoration. Thank you for being so good, for being so kind, for being so wonderful. Blessed be your holy name. We bless your name, O Lord. We magnify your holy name. Glory, 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 glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Blessed, blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Let's go before our Maker and just worship him again. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Beside thee, there is any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. As the Lord, there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Hallelujah, holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Lord, holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Hallelujah, holy, 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 holy. Holy is the Lord. Almighty, King of glory, I am that I am, the Ancient of Days, the Rock of Ages, the Lion of Judah, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Father, glory be to your holy name.
Thank you for all that you have done since Monday. Thank you for what you will do tonight. Thank you for what you will do for the rest of our lives. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, Father,
Baba,
as you normally do, reserving the best to the last, give us the best tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen.
Amen.
Let someone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to move quickly tonight because there is a lot of beautiful things that God will want to do tonight. We want to discuss fresh oil from heaven. Isaiah chapter 61. From verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 3.
Isaiah.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Somebody here tonight, God is going to be glorified in your life.
Amen.
As we learned yesterday, a taste of heaven opens the door to you to become a prophet, a priest, and a king. But in order to confirm these three special offices for you, you need to be anointed. For example, in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, Acts 10 verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The high priest himself needed to be anointed so that wherever he went, heaven went there. Now, if the high priest needed to be anointed, you as a priest, you need to be anointed also. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to 13, 1 Samuel 16, 11 to 13, David was anointed king among his brethren. As a king by the special grace of God, you need to be anointed. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 16, 1 Kings 19, verse 16, God said to Elijah, you will anoint Elisha as prophet in your room.
Oni o fi ororo yan Elisha gege bi woli ni ipo re.
In other words, as a prophet of the Most High God, you need to be anointed. So, as a priest, you need to be anointed. As a king, you need to be anointed. As a prophet, you need to be anointed. So that wherever you go, it will be heaven going there. And I have good news for somebody here today. Beginning from now, particularly after tonight's anointing service, when you arrive, heaven arrives. I didn't hear your amen. So that when you arrive, healings arrive, deliverance will arrive, progress will arrive, freedom will arrive, salvation will arrive, yokes will disappear, and plants that are not planted by God will be uprooted immediately. So I'm not going to preach a long sermon. All I wanted to tell you is you need anointing so that when we talk about heaven on earth, anybody who sees you will say, here comes heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I have only one warning before we go to the anointing service proper. It is a dangerous thing to take anointing when you have a weakness that you don't want to let go. Adding anointing, covering a weakness with anointing, is setting yourself up for destruction. Samson was anointed, but he had a weakness. The weakness is foreign women. The anointing was there. It was going into Hanok, and anointing was there. He was doing whatever he thought he wanted to do. But the anointing was there. But he died when his son was highest. Before you take the anointing tonight, anything that you know is contrary to the will of God in your life, reject it now. Make up your mind that after tonight, every day of the rest of your life, you will live as a candidate of heaven. You will live as a citizen of heaven. You will live holy. You will live pure. You will let go everything that is contrary to the will of God. Otherwise, if you cover weakness with anointing, then you have a time bomb.
Ticking.
Oh, the anointing will still be working, but the bomb will be getting closer and closer to explosion. I can assure you, after the anointing service of tonight, when you prophesy, it will come to pass. After the anointing service of tonight, when you decree, it will be established.
Amen.
After the anointing service of tonight, anyone you touch will receive a miracle.
Amen.
But if you hide a weakness under the anointing, don't say, I did not warn you. And if there's anyone at all who's not even yet born again, your sins are not even yet washed away, and you want to take the anointing, have you ever seen somebody who has not been washed apply body lotion? That fellow will stink. So if you are here, no matter how few you may be, and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, I'm going to count from 1 to 7. Before I say 7, I want you to come and stand before me here. And don't waste time, because we want to move on to what God wants to do tonight. Because you want to give your life to Jesus? Come now. 1, 2.
Eji.
3.
Eta.
4.
Eri.
I assume that these people must be coming for the first time, because we've been calling and calling since Monday.
Five.
This is your day of salvation, then. Don't cover sin with anointing. It can be very, very dangerous. So if there's sin in your life, and you are not yet born again, or you claim to be born again, and you are still living in sin, come now. Let the blood wash you clean. There is power mighty in the blood. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all sins. And as you come, begin to pray. Father, save my soul. Wash me clean in your blood. And I will serve you. By your grace, I will not live in sin anymore. I am saying bye-bye to a life of sin. Please, Lord, have mercy on me. I can see some of you coming from a long distance. Hurry up. 6 now. Keep on praying to God. Even as you come, Father, have mercy on me.
Baba,
save my soul. Cleanse me in your blood. Wipe away all my sins. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. Brethren, the rest of all, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them, that the one who saved our souls, we save their own souls also. Pray for them, brethren. Intercede on their behalf, that the powerful blood of Jesus Christ will wash away all their sins. Pray for them, brethren. Pray for their salvation. Pray for every one of them. Those of you who are still on the way, come quickly, because I'm about to pray now. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Call on him. Lord, save my soul. Wash me in your blood. Make me clean, O Lord. Make me absolutely clean. Don't let any trace of sin remain in my life. And the grace to live holy for the rest of my life, give unto me, O Lord. Those of you who are still on the way, keep coming, keep coming. I'm about to pray now, but keep coming. Make sure you get there before I finish praying. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we want to bless your holy name. We want to thank you for your word. Thank you for the power mighty that is in the blood of Jesus. That cleanses from all things. Almighty God. Let the power in that blood cleanse all these your children in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. The grace to live holy, give unto them in Jesus' name. When they receive the anointing today, let it be to give them power in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
And those of you who are coming, still keep coming, keep coming. The prayer will reach you there too, but keep coming. I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward again tonight. And I want to promise you, in the mighty name of Jesus, I will be praying for you every day. And very soon you begin to feel the impact of my prayers. So I'm going to need your name, your address, and your prayer request. The counselors will give you some pieces of paper. Fill them very quickly and return it to them. I promise we will get in contact with you. Brethren, why that is going on? The rest of all, let's stand on our feet and give God a very big shout of joy. And then lift your voice to the Almighty God. And say, Father, as your prophet, as your priest, as your king, anoint me tonight. Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. Anoint me tonight. Anoint me as your prophet. Anoint me as your priest. Anoint me as your king. Anoint me tonight, O Lord. Anoint me, Almighty God. Anoint me with fresh oil from heaven. Anoint me, O Lord. Anoint me. Almighty God, anoint me tonight. Anoint me tonight. Open your mouth and talk to the Almighty God. Anoint me tonight. Anoint me heavily. Anoint me overflowingly. With fresh oil from heaven. So that from tonight onward, when I prophesy, it will come to pass. When I touch anyone, they will receive a miracle. And when I decree, it will be established unto me. Anoint me tonight, O Lord. Anoint me heavily to the glory of your holy name. Anoint me, O Lord. Anoint me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. The King of Glory will anoint you heavily in Jesus' name. From now on, the power to prophesy, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to decree and have it established, will be released unto you.
Amen.
So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let me hear you shout amen loud and clear.
And now you may be seated.
Bayele Joko.
Now very quickly we want to go into the anointing proper.
Ni afẹ jojo ba afẹ lo sinu ise iroyin ni na.
And the way it will go is as follows.
Bi o se lo na ni.
We will anoint the DGO, Mamegio, and the AGOs.
And baba wa ni o fi ororo yan awon igbakeji won awon mi wa ati awon igbakeji won yoku.
And then in turn we anoint the senior pastors and all the other ministers of God here on the altar.
Awon won won yi na ni o si wa fi ororo yan awon alufa agba to wa lori pepe won yi.
And then they will come and line up in front of you.
I want to do far when you come. What you want to talk about? What you want to let your word to their words? Did you hear?
And then you will come forward, and they will anoint you.
And you don't see that they need your word. What you want? What you want to see if you run
away? Now, as they are anointing you, I am believing God that the Holy Spirit Himself will descend on you.
Mo ba ko ipe mo je fi run away yin ko.
So you will go back to your seats rejoicing. Believing God that you have received it by faith and it is already settled. There will be worship songs going on to make sure that the Holy Spirit will continue to hover over this place. The ministers of God are very many, so very, very soon we should finish anointing you. And when we finish that one, it will then be the time for you to pray some very serious, specific prayers.
Use
me mightily for your glory, O Lord. I don't want to be an ordinary Christian anymore. Make me a mighty vessel to honor in your hands, Lord. Use me mightily. Mightily for your glory. Use me mightily for your glory. Oh, Lord God Almighty, use me to perform miracles for you. Let me be a major vessel to honor in your hands. Let me, Lord God Almighty, impact my generation. Let me, by generations yet unborn, make me a major vessel to honor in your hands. Throughout the whole world, Lord God Almighty, use me mightily for your glory. Use me beyond human comprehension. Use me mightily for your glory. King of glory, use me mightily for your glory. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Lay your hands on your own head now. And pray for yourself. I don't need to teach you how to pray for yourself. Go ahead, pray for yourself. You are God's prophet. You are God's priest. You are God's king. Lay your own hands on your own head. And pray for yourself. Go ahead, pray for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, from now on, let me love what you love and hate what you hate. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. From now on, oh Lord, let me love whatever you love and hate whatever you hate. Let me love whatever you love passionately and hate whatever you hate passionately for the rest of my life, oh Lord. Let me love what you love and hate what you hate
Oh Lord, let me love what you love and hate what you hate with a passion. With a great, great passion. Let me love whatever you love and hate whatever you hate. With great passion. Lord God Almighty. Let me love what you love passionately. And hate whatever you hate passionately. Oh, that your name might be glorified in my life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
Amen.
And then, before I pray for you, with the anointing fresh upon you, pray for me. Stretch your hands towards this direction. And say, Father, don't let your anointing dry in the life of this your son. Go ahead, pray for me, please. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father,
Baba,
I thank you. I thank you for saving my soul. I thank you for calling me into the ministry. I thank you for making me your representative. On behalf of myself and on behalf of all these your children, please accept my thanks in Jesus' name. By the authority vested in me by your Holy Spirit, I hereby decree, every one of you here today, it shall be well with you. Every yoke in your life shall be fully destroyed. The anointing of God upon your life will never run dry. Your cup of joy will always overflow. The enemy will never again be able to hold you captive in Jesus' name. God Himself will move you from glory to glory, from power to power, from favor to favor, from grace to grace. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with your families. It shall be well with your businesses. It shall be well with your churches. All those who are precious to you, it shall be well with them. Death will stay away from your home. Sickness will stay away from your home. You will never know sorrow again. God will answer your prayers. Everything you need, God will give it to you. So shall it be. Ororo ti Olorun da le lori le ni ko ni gbe Olorun yo ma mu lati nu ogode nu ogo lati nu olade nu ola lati nu iyide nu iyi lati nu eye de nu eye oju oni ti ota oni yo yin aye oni ri di iku ajina sile yin Àrùn ajìnà sílé yín. Lójoojúmọ́ ìró ayọ̀ láwọn máa gbọ́ sí yín. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló máa rí. From now on, anytime I hear concerning any of you, it will be good news. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864, or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close, off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever.